This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. LANO sparking drum causes suspension of radioactive waste shipments to WIPP. On February 26, 2021, Los Alamos National Laboratory LANO workers saw sparks inside of a recently packaged 55-gallon drum of plutonium-contaminated transuranic, TRU, TRU, waste at the plutonium facility. The workers followed procedures and pulled the fire alarm and evacuated the area. LANL's investigation then found that four other drums containing similar waste were still at LANL, and that two such drums had been shipped to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIPP, and disposed in 2020. In response to LANL's finding, WIPP evacuated workers from the underground and suspended shipments from LANL. This story is reminiscent of the February 14, 2014 explosion of one or more drums in the WIPP underground. These drums also had been packaged at LANL. In that case, LANL scientists incorrectly used organic rather than non-organic kitty litter to sop up liquids in the drums. The organic kitty litter created a chemical reaction and radiation release that contaminated 22 workers and over 8,000 linear feet of the underground mine and vented contaminated air directly to the environment. Both incidents show inadequacy in WIPP's central characterization project that operates at LANL and other sites and is supposed to ensure proper analysis of the waste. Nevertheless, LANL again has shipped incompatible drums to WIPP. Following the 2014 Valentine's Day explosion, WIPP was closed for nearly 3 years at a $2 billion cost to taxpayers. Because of the underground contamination, WIPP continues to receive waste at a much lower rate than before the explosion. The mission of WIPP is to dispose of quote-unquote legacy radioactive and hazardous waste created by the research, fabrication, and testing of nuclear weapons during the Cold War. It appears that the sparking drum packaged in the plutonium facility and the other similar ones are, quote, newly generated, end quote, waste from efforts to modernize nuclear weapons. As LANL prepares to expand its fabrication of plutonium pits, the radioactive triggers for those nuclear weapons, the resulting TRU waste would exceed the capacity limits at WIPP, according to reports in 2020 from the Government Accountability Office and the National Academy of Sciences. When establishing those limits in 1992, Congress tasked DOE to establish other waste repositories, but none are yet planned. Instead, DOE wants to expand the underground disposal area at WIPP for the additional waste, keep the site open until at least 2080, and develop no other repository. A virtual public hearing about a proposed new shaft, an essential part of the WIPP expansion, begins on Monday, May 17th. New Mexicans can comment at that hearing, where numerous groups are opposing the shaft. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org to learn more about WIPP planned expansion. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.